So, Mr. Rubin's like, the Rambam says in Perakid Beis that Moshe Ben is Masakin Yisrael, they should be Tiber Rabbin, Shabbos, Shinu, Chemishi, Shachris, in order that you shouldn't go 3 days out to Shmi Sotera. And as there was Masakin, afterwards, Minchas Shabbos, out to Yeshua Krenis, and he also was Masakin that on Shani Chemishi, he was Masakin the three Elias, and ten Sukkim. Yes, it's brought down the Marami to stand up by Krisatera. So why do you stand up? So it's brought down the reason why is because of being Krisatera is Me'ina Matan Har Sinai. So being that it's like Me'ina Matan Har Sinai, it's also covered a Torah. That's the reason why the Marami to stand up during Krisatera. Rabbi Yashiv once went to visit somebody who was sick. Before Shavuos. So Rabbi Yashiv told the chayla that Shavuos is Zman Masugel for Rafuas, like I said, Rafuas by Matan Torah. So the chayla asked him, when's the time to, you know, when's the Zman Masugel for? He said, during Krisat Torah. It's Zman Masugel for Tefillah for Rafua on Shavuos, because being that's when I said Rafuas, Zman Masugel, Tito the chayla. So the chayla asked him, when on Shavuos is the most Masugel of Zman? He said, Shas Krisat Torah. So that's the. That's main the Matan Torah, and therefore that's his man. It's brought down by Shabbos Mincha. So we only say it. We say when there's a Krisat Torah. The Pshat is that the Machshak Kalei says the Pshat is only when there's a Krisat Torah. So then that's his man. It's his man of Yisratzen Krisat Torah. That's why we say Vayni Svilasi by Krisat Torah. So Kabbalah Krisat Torah definitely is a. Me'inam matan arsina, and therefore you have to have a chashivas to it. Now, first time we get Krisat Torah is like this. The main shalai says, this is Krisat Torah chavis sibra chavis yachid. That says, is it a obligation every single person to go away Krisat Torah, or it's a chiyav when there's a minion? So then there's a chiyav for everyone in minion to be mishtatav be chilek of the Krisat Torah. Love not gets a chiyav for per se on yachid to go ahead and create Krisat Torah. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is like another Shavuos story. When Zavacher went to the Kaisel on Shavuos morning, so like in the middle of Krisat Torah, so the woman in the wall came and started making a lot of Afghana. So didn't have Krisat Torah, right? And missed a lot of words. So after when time was over, so there's no more minyanim for Krisat Torah anymore because everyone finished already. All of the Sigmund finished. So I went to Zichron Moshe. Got there, you know, no minyanim, so waited around over there, learned a little, tried to, and then by the time I got to Krisat Torah, I fell asleep. So because of this, obviously, it is like, how vite does the person have to go? You know, if it's a chavin yachid, you have to go in here, if it's a chavin yachid, you have to go ahead and hear it. Also, in the gear, people were missing Krisat Torah, anyone was traveling, or the Americans in Eretz Yisrael this year was like, missing Krisat Torah. You guys keep one day today.
I keep one day.
You do, okay.
Two.
So you can just get started. So is there a chayim chiyuv to go make it up? So it's big arichas in mishainim and achrayim. Some say it's mechalitzav maraban gal and daf makala. I think it's gemal meveiz. Different mishainim, so mishainim. Akabanim in the achrayim ramayshin dalad mem. I think it was. He's one who's very shtak goes as achivas kol yochid v'yachid. Every single year, that's take Krisat Torah. He writes the two chalakim that take Krisat Torah. Also, he writes in the Indian of finishing Chemisha Torah every single year. And every single year is obligated to take Krisat Torah. If you miss it, you have to go ahead and make it up. On the other hand, there are many places in the Chizitzuk and Tshuva, and Wadin, being up in the Chazanis, Stipler, Sturmbach, they go more that it's a Chavis HaTzibur. And they say that. You're not mechiv to go ahead and make up a vatzah going to do, but it's not a mamash mechiv to go ahead and make it up. Rav Chaim was mechal like that. Shabbos is a chavis yachid, and Monday Thursday is a chavis tzibur. That's just such a shvikarnis. That's just 3 days al tayra. 3 days al tayra. That's more tzibur to get done. Monday and Thursday, that's going to be a yachid to get done. And then Shabbos is seen by Amshav. Somewhat of a maybe possibly different kavanah. Hey, kavanah does. Maybe we'll discuss it with money. Well, kavanah alacha maizvi comes out that, you know, mishtadlim to, you know, find Eretz Yisrael where there's many minyanim. If you miss a Krisat Torah, just go next door to get a Krisat Torah. The other one should go ahead and do it. You want to know? Rav Achronim old, yeah, it's a chavis at Tzibur. You're not mechuyev to drive yourself crazy over it, but definitely mechachila mishtadlim that to be it's the shita that's going to be said today. Chavis Hayachar. I once had a pagi that someone came to ask a pukuch nefesh shalom agrister. It's like you call me out. So Miss Grister. It's my Miss Olya, but I don't know. The next door is the pagi Ashkan. I don't know. Pagi. Oh, yeah, looking a little weird, like, you know, but who cares? I can't even want to do. But Akapanim. But my favorite choice is Tfilah B'Tzibur, Kriyas HaTeiras, Mechus HaZed, and I'm about to Tfilah B'Tzibur goes first, because that's for sure Achiyev, Kriyach V'Yachid. Now, even on the side of the Chiv is Tzibur, it doesn't mean that if I'm in the Tzibur, I'm Vada Mechil Gitzibur Mechuyev to hear every single word. If it's Alach later on, I can't learn during Kistar, why not? I have a Tzibur. When does the Tzibur Vada Mechuyev? So I'm a mechila gatzibur mechuyev to every word. The question is, if I'm not a mechila gatzibur, for whatever reason, I'm mechuyev to go ahead and hear it or not. But avada, anyway, is a mechila gatzibur. Avada is a mechuyev to hear every single word, and you're mechuyev to be part of it. Hakapanim benegayim making up. So the same thing. Bad some mechuyev is a tzibur. If Rebbe Tzibur missed it, so then nechnami Rebbe Tzibur would have to do it. Let me show you an example. Rebbe Tzibur didn't hear it, so those didn't hear it. They should go ahead and mash in the kriya. Somebody even on a regular time to mash them.
What does that mean, regular time?
No, sorry, mash them. You miss a week to mash them. So if you bris kedar achas, Rebbe Tzibur bris kedar heard the kriya of Torah, you don't have to mash them. You don't have to mash them. You're allowed to mash them. You're not to mash them. If Rebbe Tzibur didn't hear it, enichnami. So then the Tzibur has to be mashed. If the chiv is a Tzibur, if this Tzibur missed it, then the Tzibur would have chiv to go ahead and make it up. And as minigay of the shaila of missing a kriya, no, that's not so pashut. Okay, I'm not sure the same thing. But hakapanim, yeah. So again, making up the kriyas what you miss. So vayter mishtablam, you know, we try, we enjoy. So crazy, but that's not the right thing, really. The most my ideal thing is if when you miss a kriya, so where you have to do it zayin kruim. That's what's kind of to do it by mincha is not as ideal, but whatever.
Well, but this one, the tzibur missed leaning.
For sure, the tzibur missed leaning. They should do it zayin kruim for sure. The question over here more in our situation with America, there's really things, so you didn't really miss a laning, I had your laning. I'm talking about the Indian of the Master of the Parshias and things like that. So, Yeshin Yan, Stadlam, go ahead and do it.
Who says Tfilah B'Tzibur is better than Kuzar?
Mechus Yitzchak, inshallah. Yeah, so I'm going to get this man of Kriyas HaTeiras, so that's a Fechid Yoshachas, B'Yavid Kol HaYoyim, his man of, but L'Chil is a mitzvah L'Haktim, right? It's that, it's best of all day. The Bachram were up on vacation somewhere, and they didn't have Sefer Torah done. One of these ego trips, they didn't have Sefer Torah done. So then, they couldn't land. Then they were like somewhere like in the beach somewhere, they thought, oh, they're not so far away from the shul. So the question is, should they go here Kriyas HaTeiras? I thought, I'm afraid to go here Kriyas HaTeiras. So Kriyas HaTeiras all day. That's on the side. Question is, like, how far am I going to be Matriach? Because we find by davening, we have to go on Mel, Chedem Shtos, all the mitzvahs, that so it's far away, it's far, you know, I'm going to be Matriach, so that, but kind of bad to me, so this man is the
Why
did
you not
mechayev
at all, or more than a mil?
Chayev mil, you would be mechayev, I think. The tzibur didn't exist there. The tzibur is chayev to go ahead and chayev. Fine. Shene chamishi, you read three aliyas, and I place my seif in them. What's the reason why I'll spit though? Malacha, you have two chasana b'sekneses, and you say them, then you can waste the four, because the yantav was mitzvah yisef, who didn't two by bris, which brings down that, you know, we're not really so neg. Ain't no egan cane, kosh cane, laying in Bali Bris, Bali and egan cane, they were not really, no egan to do such a thing. Fine, so this is said at least about the coin goes first. Okay, well, it's, Rishon, Achaleva, Achrav, Yis, Sral. I mean, Pasha is even kind of more skills before a Chachan Gadol. As long as the coin knows that it is, the Maisa coin would go first. So this is why I asked Gashle, Chodosh, Gadusha, that he goes first. Normally, the kohen wants to be chalak of the rabbi mishkal the man who is lado, but Krisa Torah, Chazal said, "Takeshan, they shouldn't go ahead and do it." Now, the grave kiddashta, so kuchav ches at the end of it, I'm not examining the kiddashta. Also, sometimes the kohen if he was vanezed, if he goes back, he was vanezed, they don't do avoda. Now, just the mechitzkenich in based on tesa oshayla. Now, the kiddashta is says he's bringing the karbanis. So let's say kohen b'mom, kohen katan. Is there Mrs. Kiddashtay or not in that type of situation? So he says, the Magen Avraham Rishpei says there's no Kiddashtay on a Kohen Katan, Kohen Bamom. It's only somebody who does Avodah, so then Hanuch Nami Fem is in Kiddashtay. The Mais, the Prim Gan over there is Chelek, and the Chinuch brings down the Mechis Chinuch brings the Lashon, the Chinuch is Mashma, is the thing, and he says, the Mais, Kipshtay Shimachmer, Chalik Shoshanam on the Dice, and Kipshtay Shimachmer, that is it in the Kiddashtay. Bamom, Katan, no, somebody's not doing Aveda. Now, the Shabbat really is when the Gehav Kiddashta comes up. Let's say there's one portion of chicken left in the. Now, let's say by the dining table there's a Kayin, so by the Chiriaka first, here's a Kayin. There's cake, you should give anybody kid, you should give him first. This is one piece left. Well, there's only one seed in the Bishmash left. You have to give it to the Kayin. The Chayav Dinah Kiddashta is Dinah Seder Kedima, that he goes first. When the two, he goes first, you mechabit him. There's only one. I don't have to give my thing. There's no dinner to give my thing to the kohen. I have to give So there's only one. I have right to take it. Right to take it. But if there are two, then Siddur Kedimus, you have to go first. Mashenkein. There's only one, and Chami there won't be a dinner. And in terms of Mishtamus, the kohen is manazel. Says he's not allowed to do it. Says it's mala behektish, unless he's going to be meichel. Now when he gets mechila, so. Mishra brings down 2 days. Do you say that he can be Michael? Yesh Mishaimer brings down from the Shri Bracha. You can't use the kain unless he has Anna will be Anna. Schar or Adam Chashev, because he wants to do it. If it doesn't mean Anna, he can be Michael, even though Kvod Yachal Malchal, Shemesh is Inin Shal B'Zayinu. Shemesh is an aspect of B'Zayin, that we can't call him, can't go and be Michael. It says, Tuev La'achmer L'chachila. And so shares bazoo is various places are. So kids are, you want to ask your friend, your client, to do something for you. So, toy v'achmer, it's a good thing to be machmer. Right, the ekedin is that's mutter, it's a good thing to be machmer. The shares of design, then vada yesh lizar. What would be the etza, if you're Adam Chashev, or if it's, if you pay him, then you can go ahead and do it.
This is even by Tashim Bazoo?
No, Tashim Bazoo.
Adam Chashev and pay.
The Sanjay is a value shizar, means Shemesh is always design. I say, okay, you got my call for me. That's always to have some design. So he's saying that unless he has enough of it or he's getting paid, you shouldn't go ahead and do it. Yeah. I forgot the Mishpura has a whole discussion about if you miss a lot of parshas, do you make it up? Or there are all little things, we do make it up. You do make it up. Maybe you missed a lot of Pashas. Shik brings down from Nelson Adler that he missed a lot of Pashas and he went and made it up. So when the Kayan goes first, after his Levin and then he's off. There's no Kayan. So, Dalach is, then we call somebody else. Who goes if there's no Kayan? So it says, you give it to that's some Adam Chashav. Adam Chashav goes. If there's no kain. Now, when you call Adam Chashev, you should not afterwards call a Levi afterwards. There's a Levi, a lady is not going afterwards. So when in front of him, if the Levi goes off, the first one's a kain. So therefore you should, what's called again? Yeah, so therefore you should not go ahead and call a Levi up. Okay, let's say the if there's psuah kain kari shma, any mashlaps, it can't be someone coming. That's some if there's brings down that if he's middle of a Shema, so that's he should not he shouldn't be mafsik or some kaimai. So it comes like this, but gay be mafsik for a coin for taking aliyah. So it's like this. If he gets called up, if he gets called up, basically he goes up unless he's Melashim Esrei or Ben Kal Yisrael, Gulutvila. If they call him up, then he should always go up. Lechachila, during Birkas Kriya Shema, they should not call him up. And maybe a little bit if he walks out. During Pesukei Zimra, so if he's only kind around, so then Enechnami, so then... And then you could give him the aliyah. If you give him the aliyah when he's not Pesuk Zimra, so then the halacha is that he reads along, but he shouldn't do anything else. Like he shouldn't do mishabeich or anything if that's during Pesuk Zimra. There's also a discussion of Kohen Aval who's in the shul, and he's only Kohen and Shabbos, obviously on Shabbos. So what should you do? So that's some kind of office not supposed to get Aliyah. The only problem is maybe it's with Hestia. So that's maybe be better for him to if he takes sneak out before it might be better. But myself, if not, so then you know it's available with Hestia, and it's brought down. You go ahead and give him Aliyah. We had the shy. If you remember when Ray Felder was here. Ray Felder was right. Here.
Was that after?
It was Aval. So the Shiloh was in terms of giving Aliyah. So
he got one,
right? No, so when we woke up Friday night, I asked him, like, I don't know, like, I asked him if she could give Aliyah, you know, he might be a best fascia. So first he says, well, anybody knows me over here? He goes, you recognize me? How do you know me? First he goes, you know me? I thought, like, whatever, just come to the chair Wednesday morning, whatever. But anyone knows me over here? I'm like, yeah. So nice. So he took Aliyah, came back to Shabbos to Mincha, and he said, like, no, because you know we have that be a vessel. I said, we always give a guest Aliyah. I wouldn't know, like, people know it's him, and like, you know, I said, who's that, you know, white bearded fellow, right? Enough people know it's him, and it's like, oh, he's off again, whatever. He came back by Shabbos Mincha. He said, he looked around, and like he says, in the minute, he's like, you don't do it. Like, he said, for Shaita, let's see, brought down, and other, he found that, and we back in the day, get real. Like, I think it to say, like, not sure if we did the right thing.
Who said this?
Yeah, he came back. I left up to him.
It's a very specific situation. I mean, normally, this type of situation, would normally give a guess because of Hashivas, and you don't. It's not a guess.
The stomach guess? Nah. I mean, stomach guess. Get away with it. Well, yeah. Whatever. But the mice is in the minigas is a little more kubal. He's not sure. He's more annoyed to say, like, he shouldn't have taken. He shouldn't have taken Aliyah. Yeah. Yeah, there's no Levi based consensus of the coin goes twice, don't do another coin, or they shouldn't say the first one is going to be considered, it shouldn't be Pagam. Chayav brings down that if you call the Chazan and if you called up somebody, kind of Levi, and he's not there, you shouldn't call the person with the name, as Pekam Sharisha, and the other one's just going by himself. That when you're dealing with the kind of Levi, Israel, you don't have that halacha batza, because no Pekam. You call somebody up and he's not here. And you don't. And you don't have the halacha, but by kind of Levi, therefore there would be such a thing. Yes, the Mechaber then has a Sefer Tayra discusses, but another question based on Surin. Aim of being not to Sefer Tayra, finish in Kippur. And again, this halacha being not supposed to be taught to Sefer Tayra, it's a bizarre Sefer Tayra to be taught to Sefer Tayra. The Maitre Rav is Machma, even room to room. You know, he shouldn't be taught to Sefer Tayra, even Shtiblach. To some of my ear, like, what's going on? Shtiblach, he shouldn't do it. Okay, Maitre Mingayim is not to be Machma on that, but there's a Maitre Rav like that. Now, it's brought down, somebody's based on bringing Sefer Tayra, even Putin Chayla. Yes, Kalkin is a Kim the Nusimim, and Mesha Chomish Shabur is Pasach of the Rice, Kim Mekel, who is Pasach Parham, which is on a dry stick level of the Mekel, but But Mashenkein, Pashen Zachar, Bar Meikol, it has been Abi Meikol. Now, the Berlacha says that's when there's no minion. If there's a minion in the jail, so then if your mom is stuck, we're going to go ahead and do it. But I said, this halacha, the Metalta says, it's only going to be mom is stuck. Sela's as a tshuva. I mean, the minion is not like that, but Sela's as a tshuva, that there was a new shul wanted to open up, and they, whatever reason why, they went to make a separate minion, and they never say Vitor, so he used to borrow Sela every week. So you write shrying over the Metalta Vitor, Mechatesa, even though you have a minion, that's only based on Surum, you're stuck. But he holds he should close down the minion. It's interesting. Now, definitely the minog is not like that.
Well, why weren't they stuck in that situation?
What?
Why weren't they stuck in that situation?
No, he said they want to make the old minion, make a youth minion. So, whatever. So, join the old minion. I don't know, that mean, the minog is not like that. Every shul opens up, doesn't receive a Torah. You know, the minog is to be makeup, but it's definitely not a pasha thing. Because when I'm a Zal, I'm a Tata, save a Torah so simply, and it's not so pasha with a Tata. Now, save a Torah, so Yochid, they bring a rifle, and where you would have iron. In your Kippur, it says when the Kohen used to lane the. So it says that everyone used to bring their save a Torah. The Harry Chazusai, a covered save a Torah. So over there we see the Artsvi and others being right that a Sevitar, a private Sevitar, is put there to Mitato. But come on, let's see where they get the Sevitar over there.
So the Tzibur has it, it's from a Yachid, like they lent it to the Shul.
It's more Tzibur Deke thing. Every Sevitar is always lent. I'm saying, so you have your own private one in your house. Like,
is this one that Shul Tzibur doesn't use? Because the Shul has a 10 Sevitar.
I still don't think it's not a Sevitar. So basically, we make about 10 people. Davkes ask you the vada. If you do it a day or two before, and then it's gonna be mutter. Why? If you know, as a chayim bring out, if you have it a little before and you give it the have a makam b'chubad, then it's not so bad. Now there is in the Velt that they say that if you do three kriyas, that's going to be okay. You have to have three kriyas, and that's going to be okay. Shmuzalim said that the three threes was okay. Those same with three kriyas, Mechatesa, but the minig is you try to make it. You know, we try not to mitas sevitar if you have to. So you try to have our encouragement for you to keep it there. You try to do a couple kriyas with it, but we definitely mishtadlim mold not to mitas sevitar. Now for a chassan, so much as chassan zem lemalach. So a malach you gotta do it. Just like a chashev, chassan zem lemalach do it. You know, when Nagel Hagel by Avel, when Nagel to do it, also Simchas Torah, seems to be the Minag, as Kavala Torah, that seems to be the Minag Laisel, is that they go ahead and they are Metalto Sefrei Torah. And in Metalto, there's a Vikuach, what's the best way of doing it? Should you do it with 10 people? First, it's just covered and now walked by past the garbage and things like that. It says, what's the best way? Is the best way to do it with, with 10 people. Abruka said that it's better. The minig is, I think it's from Yashav, not from Sabi Yashav, said it's always good to do a pitzinah as much as possible. Like, it's a bizarre. And you should do a pitzinah as much as possible. It's better to with people, but it should be done at night, that people don't see it. And it's better to be done in the surah of Atzinah Lachas, as opposed to doing it in a more public forum.
What are the exceptions? Aval Chassan.
Sevitar Shayachid. Sevitar Shayachid, we make all basis serum with a minion. If you have a Adam Chashev who has some love of Ainus, that's a Shayla, right? Chashev Ainus, Shavi, Shmechin, and Chashamoid, Toiv, Shech, and Gaidam. Aval Chassan, and if you mechir yom or yomayim before, they say it means that if you give it a place that day, it's munach shav yom or yomayim, so that's okay. You should leave it around. But you should just to bring it back to the Torah and bring it back. You know,
what about for an aval?
Aval meikol, aval. Even if that's
you're stuck.
Fine. Okay.
Oh yeah.